You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, I think the ultimate hope is that, you know, Matt Shaw will you know, go down to AAA, kind of, you know, find his swing again and come back up. I mean, that's sort of the hope and the plan.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
It is indeed Hit and Run. A lot of stuff percolating, a lot of things going on right now in MLB and regarding this Cubs and White Sox game that's coming up at 1:20. You're going to hear from Colin Ray, who's the starting pitcher in that game, in just a couple of minutes. He was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. But first, let's talk about a couple things. We have lineups for both teams today, and those lineups look like this. Mydroth, Vargas, Palacios, who continues to play, this time at DH, Robert, Rojas, Caro, Elko at first, Brooks Baldwin, and Michael Taylor in right field. No Andrew Vaughn in this White Sox lineup today against Colin Ray. And against Jonathan Cannon, the righty, the Cubs line it up this way. Pete Crow, Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, Ichiro Suzuki, Michael Bush, Carson Kelly is catching today in its fifth. Dansby Swanson at six. Moises Ballesteros, another start at DH in the seven hole. Nico Horner, eight. And Vidal Brujan gets a chance to play third base today. I do not like seeing him defensively at third base, but the Cubs seem committed to giving him his chances every once in a while. He's been replaced, as has John Birdie been replaced lately, by Nicky Lopez as a defensive replacement. Have you guys noticed Nicky Lopez making several very solid plays in the late innings in the last few weeks? Caught the pop-up to end the game yesterday, but he made a play on Friday, just the kind of sort of intuitive third base play that we know Brujan struggles to make. He hasn't played there a lot, where Nicky kind of waited back on a ball, decided not to charge it, but knew he was going to have to fire and used the long arm and set his feet and timed that well. He's just got a good sense for some of the basics of timing. I believe Nicky also, at one point, was it Nicky or was it Birdie? No, I think it was Nicky who did it, who let a ball go by him for Swanson to get that was to his left. And then Dansby made a nice strong throw. And maybe that was Dansby calling for it, whatever it was. But good to see that kind of communication as well. So I think Nicky Lopez has done a nice job. I say all that about third base because we have perhaps a developing story where in Iowa. Tell the people what's going on there, Sean Sears.
Yeah, so I saw that Matt Shaw was not in the Iowa lineup. At least there was reports going out there on Twitter. I went and talked to some people down there who cover the Iowa Cubs, and they confirmed Matt Shaw not in the lineup in Iowa, but don't have confirmation on what exactly the plan is there. But he's not in the lineup.
So interesting. So Matt Shaw, you heard Jed Hoyer refer to as the hope and the plan, not in the lineup today in Iowa. It could just be a Sunday day off. We'll wait. I think by now we would have seen the reports, the picture of Matt Shaw on his way in over there on Waveland where people camp out. Would have seen Matt Shaw parking a car or walking in from the Uber or what have you. So I think that may not be happening today. But we're certainly on the watch for it because of the third base situation and because Matt Shaw in the minors has an OPS of 969.
That seems good.
286 is the batting average. He's homered six times in 24 games. So Matt Shaw offensively doing a nice job down there. Chase Strumpf is the leader in terms of home runs down there. In terms of OPS, it is Chase Strumpf and then Matt Shaw, Jonathan Long, lefty who we've seen, Ballesteros, who's up here, Owen Casey, an 831 OPS, Kevin Alcantara, 731. So we're kind of on the lookout for some of these guys, and we'll see what they're doing. James Triano struggling, by the way, with a 587 OPS in 27 games. But, I decided to go over the old MLB team stats and sort by third base. There are 30 teams in baseball, number one in OPS among all teams. In third base is the Boston Red Sox with Alex Bregman and the occasional Rafael Devers over there at third base. Number two is the Guardians with Jose Ramirez as the linchpin. Number three, the Padres with Manny Machado. Would you like to guess where the Cubs are out of 30 teams in third base OPS?
I'm going to say 29.
Is exactly correct. 29 out of 30. The Milwaukee Brewers are 30th behind them.
My guess? That's funny for 30th.
Yeah, the Brewers are 30th. But look, there's some good teams down there. The Yankees are 26th. The Twins are 28th. You can't have an offensive stud at every position, can you? Maybe if you're the Dodgers. Maybe if you're the Mets, but I'm sure we could find a position at which those teams struggle more than others. Dodgers, I would have said center field, but Andy Páez has turned it on big time. So you can't have it work out at every position, can you? But I think the Cubs should have been more prepared for the third base thing than missing out on the Bregman sweepstakes and ending up with a rookie who still had a lot to prove in terms of the mechanics of his swing. So all this ties in with the report from Bob Nightingale this morning that Ryan McMahon is on the Cubs' radar as a possible third base a target from the Colorado Rockies. Apparently twice now this week, I know I caught myself the first time, I didn't catch myself this time, I reported that Ichiro Suzuki was in the Cubs lineup. That, of course, folks, is factually incorrect. That is factually incorrect. Ichiro Suzuki, of course, not in the lineup. Seiya Suzuki is. Ichiro could probably still hit, though, let's be honest. If all he had to do was go in there and swing, you wouldn't hate it.
I'd let him play left field.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. So yeah, you got to know that it would be possible. Texture says Shaw played last night, so maybe just a day game off after a night game. A little respect for the MLB ready bat. That could simply be the case. So we'll keep monitoring all this stuff. One of the best things that the Cubs have done is scout and sign mid-level free agent pitchers. Matthew Boyd, a great story. Matthew Boyd, a great story yesterday. And Colin Ray has been a great story all year long. Colin Ray goes today 3-0 with a 2.48 ERA over the course of his starts with the Chicago Cubs. And it's been a really, really good run for Ray. Signed as a free agent after his time in Milwaukee. 6 starts, 9 games overall. He joined inside the clubhouse yesterday, and they talked about his season.
How would you explain why you're off to the kind of good start that you're off to?
Sometimes it's hard to say. I think, the adjustments that we kind of made from last year coming into spring training, we moved to the first base side of the rubber, just worked on stuff with my delivery and, with Tommy and Casey, and kind of got me to be a little more closed off, to create a little bit more deception. I think that's helped. And then, overall, just I feel good. I think defensively we've been great. Obviously we have, a great group of guys playing behind us. And then just, the overall energy that we bring every single day to the park, I think, all those kind of factor into it. I just think, you know, it's hard to put a finger on it, but, you know, things are going well right now, and just trying to keep it going.
Let me just ask you personally, what is important for you as a pitcher to get from your catcher? Because you've thrown to an awful lot of guys during your career, but what is the essence that you look for from the guy that you're working with that day?
I think, you know, one of the things that I like the most about throwing to these guys is we're not just like stuck to a report. You know, we can go over the report before the game and, you know, kind of what our approach is going to be to each individual hitter throughout the lineup. But, you know, you never know what they're going to be doing that day at the plate or how they're going to be feeling. And, you know, they might be feeling a little bit sluggish at the dish, or they just might be off, or they might be red hot and kind of change their approach. And so I think the ability that our catchers have to adjust to that, you know, right off the bat, to kind of see what the opposing team is going to be doing. I think that's huge. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the numbers and what the report says. But at the end of the day, you kind of got to, once the game starts, that's when, you know, you start, like I was talking about earlier, start reading swings and start, you know, trying to figure out the hitter's timing, what they're looking for, areas of the strike zone where, you know, they're doing the most damage on that day. So I think just the ability that Carson and I have to adjust to that super quick, and then also just giving good feedback in the dugout or even before the game, you know, how certain pitches are looking, but also not giving up on those pitches if they're not necessarily sharp, going to them in a favorable count so that later in the game when we do know that need those pitches, you know, maybe they turn around for us and we can use them in a bigger spot. So it's been great so far. And like you said, offensively, you know, they're doing a heck of a job too. So that's just an added bonus to all that.
Craig Council was here, and your familiarity with him might have played a role in maybe coming here. What role did that familiarity with Craig Council play in your decision to sign with the Cubs?
Yeah, it played a huge role, just being familiar with him, but also Tommy and, you know, a few other guys on the staff, and then, you know, some players that I played with here in the past. being Chicago, being close to home as well, and then just them, you know, Counts calling me and being completely honest and what my role was going to be coming into spring training, you know, how, you know, I would have a chance to start but also kind of bounce back and forth between the bullpen, just giving me a heads up on that. You know, shooting me straight with all that stuff, you know, is kind of what every player wants, in my opinion. So I think there's, you know, a lot of factors, but also the Cubs were just like kind of the most consistent and persistent in talking to us this offseason. There was a little break there for a little while with teams, and the Cubs just kind of always seemed to come back and were like engaged with us. By far the most. So I think all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Those things kind of led to signing with here in Chicago.
Colin Ray on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. He's been absolutely terrific. And what a godsend, considering the need for starting pitcher depth on this team. It's understandable why the Cubs took a flyer on Kenta Maeda this week, who's signed to a minor league deal. Because their starting pitcher depth has been, if not fully exhausted, it has certainly been damaged. You know, Javier Assad on the 60-day injured list, obviously Shota still not on the way back. The best option down there in the minors was Cade Horton, and now he's up. Another option down there in the minors was Chris Flexen, and now he's up, getting used in the bullpen. I'm not sure that there is another guy. I mean, maybe Keegan Thompson, who has been stretched back out of late. You need some. You need some options here. So they're trying to figure that out. And so you take a flyer in anything like that with Maeda, even though he's 37 years old, even though he's only thrown about 90 velocity-wise, he never really threw too hard. He's just been destroyed of late. This year in Detroit, last year in Detroit. It's been a while since he's been good. But he's got a six-pitch mix, and if he's healthy, maybe you can use your pitch lab and you can use your scouting and find something that the Detroit was missing. But that's a smart organization, so it's hard. But, you know, again, you take a flyer on something like that. One thing on the Matt Shaw rumors that are out there, again, Matt Shaw not in the lineup at AAA. I will be unsurprised if Matt Shaw's on the trip tomorrow. Cubs go on the trip starting in Miami. If maybe Matt Shaw gets a day to rest, a day to acclimate, doesn't necessarily have to come to Wrigley and be part of the hubbub here with Cubs and White Sox, gets to just come back to where his Chicago place is, pack a bag, relax on a day like today, and then hook up with the team after the game for the airport trip. Which would explain not having a sighting yet today, and he's not hustling in there to be in uniform today, you know, not necessary. But if that's the case, it'll be an interesting decision on a roster move. The aforementioned Nicky Lopez, Vidal Brujan, but he's a lefty bat and a backup outfielder. John Birdie would have to then become the backup outfielder because there is none on this roster as it stands right now, you know? Without Brujan, which is another reason why PCA is playing every day, to the caller Ben in Queens' question earlier today. So a lot of things to sort out if indeed Matt Shaw is coming back. It is Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on 670 The Score. One of the greatest baseball voices of our lifetimes, or any lifetime, spoke about the job of play-by-play, the craft of play-by-play, and much, much more on the PBP podcast this week. And you need to hear from the great Bob Costas next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, I mean, generally, you know, excited about the Iowa Cubs, right? You know, we've had a lot of talent in our system that's begin to matriculate up to the big leagues. You're seeing that with Cade. You're seeing that with Moises. You saw that with Matt up at the beginning of the year. And, you know, he went back down to work on some adjustments, trying to tone himself down a little bit, get on time a little bit more effectively. And we've started to see that over the last few games. The results have been pretty obvious, you know, 4 home runs in the last 3 games. So, yeah, we're encouraged and, you know, hopefully he'll be able to help us out here soon.
How soon?
We'll see. Sooner than later, I would imagine, if he continued to do what he's doing right now.
That is Carter Hawkins with our Bruce Levine right there from Marquee's television pregame. Great job by Sean Sears all day today, but certainly grabbing that and pulling that. Bruce saying, how soon? And Carter saying, we'll see. Sooner rather than later. My gut says tomorrow. My gut says tomorrow. So maybe the announcement comes just after the game. Perhaps. We'll see. But, yeah, Matt Shaw, what did he say? What did he say? 4 homers in the last 6 games?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Man, that'd be fun to see if Shaw is back to being able to drive the ball. Maybe he has lost some of the leg kick. That'll be fascinating to see. And I think he had, right? I saw some video that had been broken down by Evan Altman over there at Cubs Insider. Kind of a wider stance with a little more balance and a loss of a leg kick, right?
Similar to what they did with PCA. Yeah, a little more weight on the back of his leg, less movement, just kind of straight to the ball.
Well, that would be terrific if that indeed is the case. And then we'll see what the roster move is after that, if indeed this is the case. It is Spiegs with you here on 670 The Score. Cubs Sox coming up in just about 20 minutes. You'll have pregame. I do a podcast called the PBP, Voices of Baseball. PBP. Looking back, I probably should have gone with PXP, you know, because play-by-play guys call it both of those things. And PXP rolls off the tongue a little better.
But see, I think that's like a Bowflex machine, though, if I would say PXP.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. See, and I didn't want that weird Bowflex.
Yeah, I mean, I know people think that all the time.
But then I would get the Bowflex bump, which we all know is a thing that I just made up. So anyway, the PBP Voices of Baseball had Bob Costas on this week. Really thrilled with this episode. Bob is obviously a legend, but a thoughtful guy. And, you know, lots of good communication in there. A strong recommend on the full listen where he talks about leaving play-by-play when he knew it was time. He decided it was time with kind of the self-awareness and the self-reflection that you'd want any of us to have. Pretty remarkable humility in the way that he talked about that. And we also ended up just talking about the craft of play-by-play. And one of the things we got a chance to break down was the incredible moment of broadcast confluence last year in the World Series. That's where we started for this piece of the PBP.
I thought of you, Bob, as I did my research for the Joe Davis episode this year. His call of the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam.
Wonderful.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby, meet Freddie! Game one of the World Series!
Gibby, meet Freddie. And how Kirk Gibson had been hanging around the team for a few weeks there, and thereby his legend had been hanging around Joe Davis's mind.
And he also said another subtle nod to the great Scully. And of course, Joe was around when Vin was concluding his career because Vin didn't do road games. And so Joe did those games with Oral Hershiser. And Vin, as he was with everybody, was very kind and supportive and helpful to Joe, who idolized Vin, as in one way or another, almost all of us did. And so, yes, Gibby meet Freddie, or Freddie meet Gibby. I forget which one it was. But he also said, as the ball headed for the pavilion, which is where the Gibson homer went.
Yes, yes.
Not it is gone. She is gone. Uh-huh. He said, she is gone. And that's what Scully said on the Gibson homer.
But the game right now is at the plate. Fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
High fly ball, deep right field. She is gone!
Yeah, and, you know, I have so much respect for Joe, who loves storytelling. He's got books on storytelling in his in his library there, and tries to knows that that's an important part of it. Harder to do with the pitch clock now, but I think you can hear in his efforts and maybe a few others an effort to keep that a part of it, which I think is a vital part. Even if fans don't realize they want it, they need it.
You know, I like and respect Joe for a number of reasons, but he honestly wants to learn more about and improve, although I think he's very, very good already. He wants to be as good at this craft as he possibly can, and he has respect for the history of it. And so I'm sure he's done this with other broadcasters, but he's tried to pick my brain about one thing or another. And the last time we spoke, I said, you know, you realize at this point, we're ships passing in the night. I should be asking you for tips at this point. But I'm glad you remember me as I once was. So yeah, I'll come from that perspective for you.
You know what's interesting about Gibby meet Freddie, and I find it a little distressing, but maybe you can talk me off the ledge. That phrase was trademarked by MLB on the very next business day. They trademarked the phrase Gibby meet Freddie. And according to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, it could be used for everything from headwear and shirts to aprons, infant wear, and undergarments. And my fear is that broadcasters are thinking of the perfect button phrase that could become tomorrow's trademark. Is that a reasonable fear, or is that just a byproduct of trying to do it right, which I think Joe was?
I think that one stands alone on its own merits, and whatever happened subsequently had nothing to do with Joe's intention. You know, that works in a vacuum without any of the merchandising and all the other stuff that now surrounds Major League Baseball and other sports. But as a generalization, there are broadcasters, and I'm not going to name any names, there are broadcasters where you can tell that they are looking for that signature moment. And many who have made the mistaken assumption that the best calls are the most hysterical calls, the loudest calls.
Yes.
Vin Scully didn't scream. Jack Buck got very excited, but he didn't scream. You know, personality and skill are not measured in decibel levels. And if you're going up here on a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning by the road team with no crowd reaction, where are you going to go in the Gibby Freddie moment? You got to leave yourself a place to go. You got to leave yourself space. And if you're always over the moon, you lose credibility with thoughtful viewers. Now, are there some people in an internet, you know, clickbait video game world who want that level of hysteria or something close to it all the time? I guess. But I wouldn't advise anyone who really wants to be good at this to aim for that as their target audience.
That's lovely. Bob Costas still has it as a conversationalist at a very, very high level. Check out the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It kind of picks up from there towards the end on the state of sports conversation and discourse and more. It is Hit and Run here. Matt Spiegel with you. Final few minutes before we hand it over to Zach Zabin for pregame. Cubs and Sox finale at Wrigley Field coming up in a little bit. Jonathan Cannon against Colin Ray. Couple of news nuggets to pick up and run with here. Jose Alvarado of the Philadelphia Phillies has accepted his suspension, an 80-game suspension, because he tested positive for a certain kind of testosterone. And he spoke to Dave Dombrowski, who then spoke to the media. Dave Dombrowski, the Phillies general manager, says it was a weight loss drug that caused him to fail the test. A weight loss drug. I didn't have that option in my excuse array that I was offering earlier on. I thought it was, there were other possibilities, but I didn't know that a weight loss drug might have testosterone. So now we know, or at least now we know that is an option. Still no news on Matt Shaw and if that is something that's going to be taking place today or after today. That Carter Hawkins tape was surely telling, and we'll see what goes on with that. I think that's all the news, right? There's nothing else really percolating. I think we've covered it. All right, good job, everybody. Full slate of MLB rivalry games today as the rivalry weekend carries on. You've got the Braves and the Red Sox, and the Braves used to be in Boston. That was fun the other night. Garrett Crochet and Chris Sale going against each other. Crochet and Sale against each other, a White Sox nightmare. And this was on Friday when they debuted their new City Connect uniforms. And boy, those, I like the uniforms. The gray, the green monster green. That's a good look.
Those are cool, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but like a lot of teams have new City Connects because I guess after 3 years, Nike makes them do it again, or it's certainly another option for them to try and create something. Walking around Wrigley on Friday, the new ones with the powder blues they were wearing on Friday and the new logo and the bear with the guitar. My goodness, that stuff is everywhere.
I know you love that bear and guitar logo.
I do love the bear and the guitar.
That's such a Matt Spiegel logo.
Yeah, they definitely hit me right between the eyes. Thanks again to everyone who came out to the G-Man last night for a very cool night of baseball music. Me and some pals did it with our band, the Lindbergers, in honor of Lynn Bramer. That was the name of his fantasy baseball team. He was a horrendous fantasy baseball owner, was Lynn Bramer, a wonderful guy, but a terrible fantasy baseball player. But we had a lot of fun last night. Ryan Dempster hopped up and sang, which was pretty crazy. That was
fun.
How's
Demp as a singer?
Good.
Yeah.
Very solid indeed. So that was very fun last night. Thanks to all those that came out. And, you know, yeah, but those new, the bear with the guitar thing, they're just everywhere, all around MLB, and certainly all around Wrigley on Friday.
I can't walk anywhere down around Wrigley without seeing them.
No. I know. So you got Braves, Red Sox, Nationals, Orioles, with that battle of the Beltway there. Astros and Rangers are already at the end of the second. That's the Roku morning game. You've got the Battle of Ohio with the Guardians and the Reds. Battle in Florida with the Marlins and the Rays. They're just warming up. Cubs will be in Miami tomorrow. The Cardinals and the Royals. I like how these are all happening at the same time. I think that's a nice move by MLB. The A's and the Giants in San Francisco a little bit later. The Angels and Dodgers in LA at Dodger Stadium later. And then tonight, it's the Mets and the Yankees, Max Fried against David Peterson, and you'll get to see the Yankee fans boo Juan Soto yet again. They had a great game yesterday with the Mets winning a thriller. The Dodgers, by the way, that's the other piece of news I wanted to share. That's what it was. It was in my head. I couldn't remember. Chris Taylor, they've designated Chris Taylor for assignment. That means that the two longest tenured Dodgers, Austin Barnes and Chris Taylor, have now both been designated for assignment within 3 days. And for a moment, I thought, ooh, Chris Taylor. Interesting Cubs pickup. Can play all over. Can play short. Can play third. Can play the outfield. Could even play center field in a pinch. Interesting guy. Total pro. Pennant winner. Chris Taylor has an OPS of 470 right now.
That's bad.
They've got Tommy Edman coming back. They've got Hee-Sung Kim, who they want to keep up at the big league level. And Kike Hernandez is not going anywhere. So they've got multiple utility slash multiple position guys. But Chris Taylor, I don't know, still kind of interesting. We'll see if he gets a look from somebody. But a 470 OPS this far in after another bad offensive year last year. And let's face it, one before that as well. Means it's probably a slim chance. Thank you to our guests on Hit and Run today. Steve Stone in the 9 o'clock hour. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Barbecue. And George Hoffman joined us at 11:40. Absolutely terrific job by Sean Sears yet again. Hit and Run has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, I will anyway, on Spiegel and Holmes in the afternoon. But for now, enjoy Cubs baseball. Zach Zabin comes your way with pregame in a matter of moments here on 670 The Score.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.